Vayter in Shasri in Sanhedrin of Tzadi Zayin, Pigram Paul and Tzadi Vavim, based by the bottom of the page, second to last line. Amar Le'rev Nachman, Le'rev Yitzchak. Rashi points out that why are we talking about this right now? Because we spoke about during the times of Nebuchadnezzar, when he took over, that a lot of the tzaddikim died, right? Because it says, I'm scared to go, the Hashem's there, no, he's gone. What about tzaddikim? Nah, they left with him, they died, they're finished. So once we talk about that, we talk about the idea of what's going to happen in the times of Mashiach. There's also going to be the tzaddikim to die. Rashi says, I demand in Surah Kesef Lakach Biyados in Ismato Sadiqim Kamari, right? It says that Surah Kesef Lakach Biyadim is Hashem took the Kesef, you know, the Kesef means Sadiqim, and it became less. Kamari Ha Nami Mashiach, Vikamim Dhamidim Dismatim, Aidi Damir, and Vatiya Emes Naderis. The truth is going to be hidden. I see Ha, Dahu Asra Deshmaya. Because of a town that's called Truth. We're going to see this. Here we go. So he says, who heard when Bar Nafli is going to come? It's like Mashiach. He says, Mashiach. Mashiach Bar Nafli, Karsley. You're calling Bar Nafli, the one who fell? Because the pasuk says, "Bayoma hu akim," on that day I will establish. Beep, turn the page. Sadi zanim alaf. Esukas David alafelas. The sukkah, the home of David that fell down. Rashi says, Malchus David, Shenafla lahachi kai Mashiach bar Nafli. That's what Mashiach is called, bar Nafli. Harachamanu yakim, yakim lanu, esukas David hanofales. Because Malchus wants to bring that back. Amalei, so he says to him, Hachi, Amar Rav Yochanan. This is what Rav Yochanan said. The door shebet David bo, the door that he's coming in, Tamir Chacham mismatim, they're going to be diminished. Vashar, and whatever is going to be left over, the rest, their eyes are going to be causing going to be worn out because of grief and anxiety. It's going to be terrible pain and gezeiros that are going to be renewed. Until the first ones are going to be, before the first one's even over, the second ones are going to come on them. Shnia mimaheres lavo. The second one's going to be quick to come. Rashi says, "Achelo kol satzari bishona shnia mimaheres lavo." Hey, Tata should help us. Tata help and shine. The Tanu Rabbanan Shavua Sheben David Babo. The Shemitah that is going to come. The 7-year cycle. Shadam Yishonam Miskayim Mikrozeh. In the first year, the following pasuk is going to be upheld. V'him Tarti Al Ir Echas V'Al Ir Achas Lo Amtir. We're going to bring rain in one city, but not in another. Rashi says it's going to be a little bit, and there's going to be a famine in one place, and it's going to be a lot in another place. Shnia in the second year. Chitzai Ra'av. Literally, the arrows of famine are going to come forward. Rashi says, "Rav Maat Shelo Yehi Sova B'Shemakom." That can be Sova in any place, but it's not. It's been a little bit of a Sova of a Rav. Shlishis Rav Gadol. Then there's going to be a big Rav, a big famine. Ravi Umesim Anoshim Benoshim Etaf. Men, women, and children are going to die. Chasidim Anshe Maisa, and them as well. V'Torah Mishkachos Milamdeh. Torah is going to be forgotten from the ones who learned it. Rashi says, "Mitoshen LeMalecho." They have nothing to eat. Ravias in the fourth year, Sova Ve'Ina Sova. There's going to be, you know, some stuff, but not enough stuff. The Chamisha Sova Gadol, oh, there's going to be a lot. There's going to be a lot of there will be plentiful, satiety. V'Ochel V'Shosu V'Smeichem, eat and drink and be happy. V'Torah Choseh Zom Deh, and Torah's going to go back to the one to learn. V'Shishas Kolos, in the sixth year, there's going to be Kolos, there'll be sound. Rashi says, Yatsu Kolos Sheben David Ba. Did you hear the news? Oh, Rashi, Lishna Chrinas, he goes on Kolos Matil Shofar, and Amai, you talk about Shofar Gadol. You talk about Shofar Gadol. So there's going to be the sound of the Shofar. V'Shvias Melchamos, in the seventh year, there's going to be wars. Rashi says, Ben Ovdi Chom Nisal, to the Goyim and the Gidin, B'Motzei Shvias, in the end of it, Ben Dovid Ba, then in the eighth year, finally, Mashiach is going to come. Oh, my Rav Yosef, Kama Shvias, Tahava Kain, we had many Shvias like this. Rashi says, Shana Achas Rav, Shana Achas Sova, Vafiki, and Loba David still didn't come, Velo Asa. Amar Abaye, Beshishis, Kolos, Beshvias, Melchamos, Mihava, did you have in the sixth year that there were Kolos, in the seventh year there was there were Melchamos? Rashi says, Klum Yatsu Kolos, Ben David Ba, it never happened, that's going to happen. Vod, and furthermore, Kisidjan Mihava, did it happen exactly in that order? Rashi says, Kloma Elo Atsaras, the Katani Acha, Kisidjan Lo Isramu, Beshavua, Echa, Aval ki esramu asim Mashiach. Didn't happen like this, but in one Shemitah, but when it happens, that's when Mashiach is going to come. Tanya, we learned in a braisa, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Dor Sheben David Babo, in the year that the generation of the Mashiach is going to come, Beis Avad Yelus Nus. You know, Beis Avad, we need to learn, get together, and to steig over there, it's going to turn to a place of Nus. Says Rashi, Makum Sabin Chamim, Mizvadim Sham Lomot Torah, it's going to be a place of Nus, because I can have Tamid Cham over there, people are going to hang out and do everything. Vagalil, Yechar of the Galil will become destroyed. Ve Gavlon Yesham, and Gavlam, Rashi says, this is a place, Makum Shishmo Kain Yishtomim, it will become desolate. Ve Anshe Gavul Yisovu, Meir Le'ir Velo Yechunenu, and people. Rashi says, Anshe Gvul Eretz Yisrael, Lishnachin, Anshe Gozis Sanhedrin, people of this border are going to wander from one town to another, and they're not going to have, Lo Yichunanu, from Lashon of Chayin, they're not going to find favor. The Chachmas is so from Tisrach, and the wisdom of the scholars will become Masriach, will become disgusting. V'yirichet Yimasru, Yimaisu, and those who fear sin, they're going to be most, they're going to be disgusting. Pnei Ador Kipnei Akelev, and the face of the genitor should be like that of a wolf, of a dog, perro, woof. Rashi explains, what do you mean it's going to look like it? What do you mean, like the face of a dog? Rashi says, Damyon Mamish the Kelev, Moi Rabbi. His Rabbi said, he's going to look like, you look at people, they look like dogs. Lishna Achrina. Kipnei Akelev Shalei Zbayishum and Zemis. They're not going to be embarrassed like one another. Like dogs going behaving away, they're not embarrassed at what they do. V'ayim is the and truth will be missing. Won't be there. Shenem Ravatia Emes Daderes V'sar Meira Mishtolel. Like it says, the truth will be lacking, will be absent, and he that turns away from evil will become foolish. That means people that go out and they do the right thing. Right? Okay, but we didn't read that right there. My Vatia Emes Nadaris. What does it mean that Vatia Emes Nadaris? Amr Devei Rav, Melam B'Shanas, is Adar Medar Melechasa. What it means is that you're going to have, the truth is going to be formed into these groups and going to leave. It's going to go somewhere. Those people actually master this thing called truth are going to not be able to deal with it and they're going to leave. My Vesamir Amishtala, and what does it mean when it says and he turns away, and he that turns away from evil will become foolish? That means this, Imre Dvei Rabbi Shila explains that Kol Mi Shesar Meirah Mishtolol Al Abrios. Anyone who moves away from bad things, Rashi says, Kol Olam Omer Malav Shoter. They're going to say, oh, look at these fools. Hainu Mishtolol Loshen Shtus, Kamo Molech Yotzim Sholel. So it's amazing. People are going to go, and those who are doing bad things are going to be looked at as good. Those who are doing, you know, moving away from bad, they go, ah, you fool. Amarava. Zogta Heiliger Rav Amar Rav Amirish Ava Mina Leke Kushta Be'Amir used to think that there's no truth in this world. Rashi says, Eina Dambolam She Dabar Emes Tamme. There's no person who speaks only truth. Amar Li Me'a Ha'ur Rabban and Rav Tabus Shemei. There's a fellow named Rav Tabus who said to me that Rav Tabus, that of Amar La Rav Tavyomi Shemei, Di Ava Yave Le Kol Chalole Be'Alam. If you would give him all of the riches in the world, he wouldn't go ahead and he wouldn't have a Mishanabi Dibur. He wouldn't change his words. He wouldn't go ahead and lie. Rashi says, lihachi, zim acheres, but then ended up having to have a whole story that we're going to see now. Zim was truth. People that live there and they never change their words. No person ever died before their time. In other words, you live a certain life, that's you're going to live till the end of your life. No one's going to die early. And no one died from there. Nesibi Itse Minhon, and I married a woman from one of these people, Vahavali Tarte Benin Mine, and I had two children from this woman. Fortunately, we're going to see what happened to them. Yom Echad, one day, Havayasab de Bisu Kachayfe Reisha, his wife was sitting and she was washing her hair. And Asai Shivavasa Tarfa Adasha, and the neighbors came and they knocked on the door. Shaisa Shralasa, so they were asking for her. They wanted to speak with her. And she was in the middle of washing her hair. And what happened? Amala Lesacha. And I said back, oh, she's not home. Because I felt that maybe it's not, oh, they skip a little. Sever Lava Orch Aro. You thought it's not the right thing to do. Rashi says, Loma Echan he of Chayferesh. It's not nice to go and say that she's in the shower. So therefore, what does he say? He says, Lesach is not here. You know, someone calls the house and says, Mommy there? She's not home. When she's really right there. And what happened? Shechiva Leitai Tabini, the two sons died. Asu Inche the Asa Lekamei Amulei. My high. So people who lived in that town came and said, what happened over here? Like, we've never seen the kids dying so young. Amr Lahu, Hachi Havamaisis. He told them exactly what happened. Amr Leh, they said to him, Bimetusa Minach, we're begging you, Puk Mayasrin, please leave our town. Velotkari Behu, Mursana Bahanach Inche, and don't cause death against these people. Tanya, we learned in a braisa. Rabbi Noray Omer, Dor Sheba David, Dor Sheben David Babo, the generation of Ben David is going to come. Na'arim Yalbinu Pnei Zekinim, the youngins are going to embarrass the older ones. Rashi says, Klomi Yecharfu, Yuveivosho, someone's going to embarrass them. Zekinim Yadul Fein Arim, and old people are going to get up for the young. Rashi says, Lachabdom, to give them honor. Vahindu Darmina and Sota, Ba'akfosam, Speakfosam, Dukasam, Mashiach, Chutzpah, yes, there's going to be more Chutzpah. Ubas kama beima bekala bechamosa. A daughter's going to come against her mother, and her daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. Rashi says, "What it means? Daughter's going to get up in order to embarrass her." Upnei ador kare. Get up, the face of the generation should be like that of a dog. Ve'ina ben misbayesh mi aviv, and a son will not be embarrassed in front of his father. Tanya willing to the Bay Serbi Khemi Omer Dorsha Ben David Baba. The generation of Ben David is gonna come. Azus Tirbe. Azus. Boldness will increase, which is not a good thing. Vayoka Yavis and honor is gonna go down. Right. She says Shalo Yichabduzad. So everybody like Mikhab himself, Yaker is covered. Lashukhina Yoker, Yavis Mikhuba the Shibahem Yivosan Vramai. Even the most honorable one is gonna be like a trickster. And by Geffen eating period, by Yain Bioker, Geffen will be, you know, there's going to be a lot of abundance in wine. And the Alpha Bikin Rush says, yeah, Yain Bioker, Shalye Bracha, Bracha Pri Atzmo, the Shachrina She Kulan, everyone's going to be root for Nachayan right after wine. Mustachrin getting drunk, and Mustachrin is going to get more expensive. I'll be sure of Yain Biol if there's a lot of water over there. So, number one, that the grapes are not going to, they're not going to give the normal amount of juice, so even though there's a lot of them. Yeah. The Nevcha Kola Malchus Laminus, all of the Malchus is going to become heretics. There's not going to be any Tochacha. No one's going to be rebuke anyone else. Because, you know, there's nothing to base it off. Everyone's going to be doing the wrong thing. A lot of sin. Misayele le-Rev Yitzchak. Sports of Yitzchak, Rev Yitzchak. Ein ben David ba'ad shi tisapek kol ha-machos aminos. And that's going to come until everything turns to heresy. Amar Rav, Amai Krah, which pasuk do we see that from? It says, kulu hafach lavan tahor. When everything is white, it's tahor. We know that about saras. Rashi says, k'mishpat ha-negeh b'chol ha-or. When you have an entire body. Rashi says, kach kishin ha-pcha kol ha-machos aminos tavu gula. When everything turns to minos, then the gula is going to come. Tan rabbanan ki yadin Hashem amo. Hashem is going to judge his people. And when he sees that the hand is going and no one is being protected or helped, says Rashi, the kiyadan Hashem amo lahavi lahem gula. Someone's going to bring the gula. When he sees the hand is going, Rashi says, Shetelech v'techzak yadan shal mesoros umatzlichem b'malshinios. So when there's too much informants going on and la malshinim and things going on like that, that's when no one's being protected or helped. Amy David Ba Ad Shiyirba Mosaros, when informants become great, then Mashiach's gonna come. Davar Acher, oh, Ad Shiyismato Tabidim, until there are very few students. Rashi says, Shemachazik in Yidei Yisrael, Lachzir and Mutav, you know, to bring them back to good. When you don't have enough of those happening, then Medav is going to come. Davracha acha tichla pruta min hakis. Until there's no prutos in the pockets, so people become poor. Rashi's vayinu azasiyach, you'd be a dime, rikonius, it's going to be empty. Davracha acha yisyarshu min ha-geula, until they give up hope from geula. Shenem of the efes atzuf va'azuf, like it says that no one's being protected or helped. Kaviyachla ein somech hoz al yisrael, there's no one to rely on. Rashi says, Kaviyachla kilu yichol on lomar davar zeh, klapir maila. Ein ozer vein somech al yisrael, shiyu shfeilim lema'od, va'omer ein ozer v'somech, shiyam esyai shim ne'geula. They would give up hope already. Kia, right there in such a bad state, that's when it's going to happen. You heard the Rabbi Zera, Kevamashkech Rabbanon de Misaske, when he found that the rabbis were talking about this idea, they're trying to figure out when Mashiach's going to come. Rashi's lady, the Masayavo, Amalu, he said to him, Bimatusa Be'ena Minaychu, please, I'm begging you, Lo Serech Kukua, I beg you not to delay Mashiach coming. The Tanya, because we're into the Baisa, Shlosha Bayin, Behesach Hadas. There are three things that come when you're not paying attention. Eloi, and these are them. Mashiach, Metziah, Vakrav. Mashiach is number one. A Metziah, when you're looking for something. And number three, right, you keep looking for it, I can find it. Stop looking, you find it. Vakrav, I says, no Shechad, and Pitom, I'm not paying attention. Boom, you get bit. Amar Rav Katina, Shisal Feshtei Avraham. The world, there's going to be 6,000 years of world. If Chad Charev, in 1,000 years, it's going to be destroyed. Rav Shash, Elef Shadon, Yeh Charev, Chutz Mishish Alafim Elu, Tanu Elef Shvi'i, the 7,000th. Shenever Viniska, Viniska Vashem Levado, Levado Bayomahu. The Pasuk says, in Yeshaya, Hashem alone will be exalted on that day. Abayomar Cherechar, you know, 2,000 years is going to be destroyed. Shenemar v'chayenu miyomayim b'yom ha'shlishi yikimenu v'nichel lefadav. It says, after 2 days he'll revive us, on the third day he will rise up and we will live in his presence. So he says, that's not 1,000 years, it's going to be 2,000 years. Tanakh v'zor of Ketina, there's a price of supports of Ketina, k'shem sh'ashviyas b'shamet ha'shana achas ha'shavashanam, just like the Shemitah for whatever 7 years, k'acholu m'shamish, so he goes like the first answer, right? It says Vinasa Kharf is gonna be destroyed. Shadav Niskav Hashem Levadobe Yamahu, Vomer Mizushil Mashabas, Yom Shakulo Shabbos, it was a complete Shabbos. When there's nothing going on over there, complete and total cessation and stop everything. Vomer. Kelev Shadabinech Kyomesu Kiavor. And 1,000 years in your eyes is like 1 day. Which saying that 1 day is talking about 1,000 years. Rashi says Yom Shal Kosh Boko Elef Shada Shadama Ki Elef Shadame Necha Kyomesu Kiavor. Tana de Eliyahu, Tana de Eliyahu. Sheshes Alafim Shana Havi Alma. The world's going to be 6,000 years. Shnei Alafim To. And the first 2,000 years are going to be To, nothingness. Rashes Tachat Shalom Nitla Adain Torah Vaya Olam Ksuvo. Kitoh me Adam Rishon Acha Avram ben Nun Beishana until Avram was 52 years old. Ika Alapayim Shana is 2,000 years. Avram was born in 1948, according to the beginning of the creation. And that means that in 2,000, he was 52 years old. Kidmuche Krai Kishinishlimu Alpayim Shana Asak Avram Batorah. That's when he started getting involved in Torah. Says Rashi Shanemar. And they taught him Torah there. He was 52 years old. Shnei alfe lafim Torah, and 2,000 years is going to be 1,000 years of Torah. Says mina nefesh sharos abecharan alpayim shanos shnos amashiach arbayim ushmone shane. Okay, there's a whole math equation. 2,000 years is going to be of Torah. Shnei alafim yomos haMashiach. They have 2,000 years of the yomos haMashiach. Says Rashi, shelaachir shnei alafim Torah havedino sheyava Mashiach v'tichla agolus v'vata l'shibin meYisrael. That doesn't mean it's going to come. That just means that's the time period of when it's open to be coming. Beep, turn the page. Tzadi Zayin Amud Beis. Ubavanoseinu Shirabu. Because of all of our sins, of so much, Yatsu Behen Shiatsu, Yatsu and Mashiatsu. The years have gone, you know, like they've gone. Says Rashi, explain that because of the way our behavior, Lo Ba Mashiach, Lesof Dal Alapayim, Yatsu Mashiatsu, Shadayin Hu Meukav, Lavo, it's still delayed in coming. Amar Eliyahu L'Rav Yehuda, Achuad Rav Sela Chasid. Eliyahu said to Rav Yehuda, the brother of Sela, the chassid, ein olam pachos mishmonu v'chamisha yovlos. The world is going to be not less than 85 yovlos. Rashi is haini dalid alafim masayim v'chamishim shana. Right, it's 85 yovlos. Yovlos is 50 years. So you're talking about 85 times 50 comes out to 4,250, right? 4,250. Ubayovel Achram b'David Ba, and the last Yovel David Bech is going to come. Amalei, so yes, Elio, but Chilas Obasof is going to be in the beginning of that last 50 years. I should say Yovel Achram Uba Obasof are at the end. Amalei says any of that, I don't know, Kala or Eno Kala. So he said, will the final Yovel have ended by the time he comes, or will not have ended yet? Rashi Zmana Ze Kodem Shovel Mashiach or Eno Kala the Betocha Yovel the Obasofo Uba. Amalei says back to any of that, says I don't know. Rav Ashi Amar, Hachi Amar Leh, this is what the Yonavi said to him, Ad Hacha Lo Tistche Leh, until then, don't expect the Mashiach to come. Rashi says, Ad Yovel Achron Lo Titzapeh Lo, The vade lo yavo kodem zayin. It's not going to come before that. Mikan veilech itzchilei. From then on, you can expect the rashi's chakalosh yavo. Wait for it's going to come. V'afal pi sheyisma meyayim koze. So 4,250 years is the earliest time it's going to come, and then from then on, I expect it's going to come. Shalach Rav Chanan bar Tachlifa, Rav Yosef, another old idea about this. They go and he says, send the following message. Matzatzi Adam Echad, Ubi Adam Megillah Achas. I found that there was this guy, Ksuva Ashuris Ulashan Kodesh. Didn't say any of this scroll. It had written Ashuris, and it was written in Lashon HaKodesh. Why I said Ashuris is Ksav Shalanu Ashuris, Sheba Me'osher, Me'osher, Kedamina Be'idach Pirkin, Be'sandav Chaf Beis. Right. Amartila, I said to him, Minayim Lecha, where'd you get this? Amali, he says to me, L'chayalos Shalromi Niskarti. He said that I was hired to help one of the soldiers in Rome. Rashi, you see, Goliar Lechad Mehem, Ben Ginze Roman Mitzasiv. I found it amongst the Ginaze, you know, treasures of Rome. Because of Ben, I said to him, La'achar Arbas Alofim Masayim Tishim Ve'echa Shana L'Riyasa Shalom. After 4,291 years, the Gross, which is it over here, right? Gross. Nimcha for Nimbe Shloshim. So this is after 30, right? So it's, 30, Ha'olam Yitom, the world is going to end. It's going to be like a new dawn. Mehen, Melchamas Taninim, from then, Rashi's Taninim is the Dagim. During some of them, there's going to be the wars of the Tanim, these big sea creatures. Mehen, Melchamas Gog Magog. During them is going to be the war of Gog U Magog. Which we know Gog again was a Melech of Magog, and he's going to come and fight against the Yidden Eretz Yisrael. And Ushaya Mosa Mashiach. And the rest is going to be the years until 6,000 are going to be the days of Mashiach. It says, Shekala Shiba de Mashiach Ba. It's the end of the Shiba. Ve'en HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mechanin Shes Olamo Elal Acher Shivas Alavim Shana. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not going to renew the world until after 7,000 years. Like one of the sheaths we saw before, the 6,000, 7,000 years is going to be destroyed, and then it's going to start again. Rashi says, Livro, Olam Chadash, they're going to build a new world. Rav Acha Bar Dorava Amar, L'Acha Chameshes Alafim Shana Yitmar. After 5,000 years was what it said in that scroll. Not 4,291 or 4,290 or 30, but after 5,000. Okay. I mean, it's pretty intense stuff over here. Tanya, we learned in a braisa, Rabbi Nasan Omer, Mikraze, Nokev Yored at the home. This pasuk pierces, it makes a hole, and Yored goes down to the depths. Rashi explains that mat to home, just like a to home, ain't locates, there's no end, visof, and no to home, no, ain't locates visof, kach ain't adam yocha lamod al sof pasuk, because I'm going to understand the end of the pasuk. The pasuk says, that he owes od chazon lamoid v'yafeach laketz v'lo yichazev. There's another vision of the appointed time. It will speak of the end and will not lie. Im yismam chakelo ki bo yavo lo yacher. If it takes time to come, wait for it, because it's going to come. It's not going to delay. Pasuk in Chavakuk. Lo k'rabasen asher yidarshim. Ad idan v'idanin plag idan, against what our chachamim expounded until a time and times and half a time, to understand the date of what's happening here. Rashi says, "Al tiftsu laoso kecha yobasena darshim." Don't listen to the date that they were coming darshaning. That they understood that when it says the time, it's talking about the gullus of Mitzrayim, which is 400 years. And therefore, it says three different times, a time and times and half a time. So it comes out to, you know, 400 and 400, 400. It comes out a total of 1,400 years. One time is 400, two times is 800, 800 and 400 is 1,200. And then half a time would be 200. So it comes out to 1,400, right? Don't go ahead and listen to them. V'lo k'rabi simloi shal yadori she'echaltom lechem dima v'tashkemo b'dimo shlish. Against Rav Simloi, who said that you fed them bread of tears, you made them drink tears for a third. That's where he goes and he expounds on it. Meaning, you made them drink of tears for a third means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the Yidden drink the bitter waters of Galus, Mitzrayim, and then Bavel, which comes up to one third of the Galus. And since it was 400 and Bavel was 70, and it comes out to 1,410, which is 470 times 3. V'lo k'rabi Akiva shayodorish od achas ma'ati v'ani marish es ha'shamayim be'es ha'aretz. Another calculation of when Mashiach is going to come. Ela Malchus Rishon Shivim Shana. The first Malchus was 7 years. Malchus Shnei Chamisha Mishtayim. The second one was 52 years. Or Malchus Ben Koziva Shtei Shanim Umechsa. It comes out to Malchus Koziva 2.5 years. Now, what does it mean when the pasuk says "Vayafich lekeitz v'lo yichazev mayv"? What does that mean? It will speak of the end and it will not lie. What is going on over here? What is this idea of nafach? Vayafeach. Amar b'shmul ben Achmin, Amar b'yochan tipach atzman shal mechashvei kitzin. May the essence of those who calculate the ends be in a state of pain. Trying to figure this out. Since the calculation came and didn't arrive, shivinaba, it's not going to come anymore, right? So this is a bad thing to start predicting exactly when it's going to come. Ella chakelo, just get ready for him, wait for him. Shenemar imis mama chakelo, and if he takes time to come, he didn't come right away, so still go ahead and wait for him. Shema tomer, because maybe going to say anu mechakem hu enu mechake. That we're waiting for Mashiach, but Hashem's not waiting for him. Right? Talmud Lomar, V'lechein yichak Hashem l'chananchem, V'lechein yarum l'rachemchem. Therefore Hashem waits to grant you favor, therefore is exalted to grant you mercy. Rashi says Hashem, that yichak Hashem hu atzo mechakem, asav Hashem Mashiach. He's waiting for Mashiach to come. He wants Mashiach to come. V'chim yachas shana mechakem, we're waiting, v'hu mechakem, and God's waiting, mimachakev. So who's holding him back from coming? So come, Hashem wants it. We want it. Go ahead, bring him. Hashem, we're not stopping you. Midah said in Machavis, it's the midah of judgment that's stopping it from coming. Listen, we're doing Avedis. Midah said, stands up. Okay, if that's the case, then what are we waiting for? Midah said, is basically saying, like, you don't stand a chance. Lakabo schar, we should get schar that we're waiting for. Shenema ashrei kochol chelo. That is fortunate those who wait for it. Which is a big deal. That is the pasuk says. Fortunate is those who wait for it. There's no less than 36 tzaddikim in every door that are going to be able to be mekabel the pnei shechina, like the lamed vav niks. Shenemer ashrik kochol chilo. Those are first of those who wait for him. Lo b'kamatcha talasin v'shita hava. The kamatcha of that is 36. Ain't is that really true? V'amir rabba dori the kamid kucha b'richo tamne sre alfei havai. Right. He said that the row before Kodesh Baruch Hu is 18,000. Shenemar Saviv Shmonasar Aleph, like the pasuk says in Yechezkel, surrounding are 18,000. Says Rashi B'Shalayim Shel Maila Mishtar Kura B'Sofi Yechezkel. Lo Kasha Had Mistakle B'Ista Baklarium Hameira. That's talking about those who are able to go and see through his Baklarium Meira. A clear screen. Ha, the mistakli bistipaklaria sha'inamira. And the other ones are talking about those that are not able to see through a clear screen. So that means the full on understanding of the Shechina is going to be 36. The others are going to see it to a lower level. Freckling, or mean, if he's talking about that. So many people see this paklaria. Meira, ashes, they'll have a barulan, t'lasin vishita, have a lopachos, not less than that. If Omer Chiskam, Rabbi Yirmiya, but Mishum, Rabbi Shim, Ben Yuchai, Reise, Ben Aliyah, Vehin Watan. I've seen people on the highest levels. And there are very few of them. If there's 1,000, then I and my son are amongst them. If there's 100, it's me and my son. It's just my son and him. How's he going to say that there are going to be minimum 36? So for the Gemara, lo kasha had the aile bebar bayish, that goes talking about those who can enter only with permission.
They need reshus to be able to get in there. Rashi says she tzrichin lito reshus kishenichnasin l'stakel b'klaria meira b'hanu lo p'chisei mitlasin v'shish. That's not less than 36. Avlosan nichnasin below reshus b'rov tzidkam hanu misafka lan kamav. Those can just go in without any permission. We don't know what that is. And ha da'ayla b'lo bar. And Shemar Yechai is talking about those who can enter without any permission. Right, some need permission, and some can enter even without permission. That would be quite a high level over there. Amar Rav, Rav says, kolu kol akitzin, all of the ends that they're supposed to happen, they're already passed, they're gone. Ve'ena davar tali ala b'tshuva, ma'isim tovim, says Rashi, im kol Yisrael chozer b'tshuva, if all of Yisrael, they chozer b'tshuva, then yavo, he'll come. Rim lav, lo yavo, but he's not going to come. That's intense. Shmuel argues, Shmuel Amar, classic Rav and Shmuel Machlokas. He comes in, he says, Dayu la'avo shamed be'evlo. It's enough for the mourner to be dealing with his mourning. Rashi says, Dayu la'kadosh baruch hu. Shomid kami yamim. V'yameinu ochor. Klomer im lo yas t'shuva, eno omid be'evlo kol yamim elevade kitzadavar. Can't be that they're experiencing, Hashem is experiencing so much sad, it's not going to come. It'll come. L'shachrinu means not Hashem's avel, but we are. Dayu la'avo dayin li'yisrael. Sar galot. Safila below t'shuva nigla. Even without t'shuva, they're going to be redeemed. Kit Tanoi, and this is a machlokes Tanoim. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Imi Solos and Shuvah Negalan. If they do Shuvah, they're going to be redeemed. Vim Lav, Inu Galan. If not, they're not going to be redeemed. And that was what Rav said. Amr Le Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Amr Le Rabbi Yeshua, Im Einos and Shuvah Inu Galan. If they don't do Shuvah, they're not going to be Galan. Ela Shal Kadosh Baruch Hu, Ma'amid Le Melech Shigiros of Kashet Kaman. What's going to happen is Hashem is going to set up such gezeira is going to be as harsh as Haman. The Yisraelis and Tshuva, they're going to do Tshuva. Machzirin l'mutav, and they end up doing the right thing, and they're going to come back. So it's going to end up happening, and they're going to come back. That's what happened with Haman. Like, we know that we saw in Megillah, we saw a long time in Megillah Yudalid. Tanya Yidach, we have another verse which talks about this. Rabbi Eliezer, Omer, Yisraelis and Tshuva, Nigalin. Shenamar, Tshuva, Banim, Shovim, Erpam, Tshuva, Seichem. Come back, wayward children, but cure you from your waywardness. Right? You got to do Tshuva in order for the second thing to happen. Omer Rabbi Yeshua, the local Hammer doesn't say Chinam Nimkartem Melo Kesef Tigailu. For nothing were you sold, and without money shall you be redeemed. Chinam Kartem Avodas Kochavim, meaning for nothing were you sold, means that when you're exiled because you did Avodas Zara, has no value. Melo Kesef Tigailu, Melo B'Tshuva Ma'isem Tovim, and without money you shall be redeemed, means that you're going to be redeemed even without Tshuva and Ma'isem Tovim. Omer Rabbi Lezer Rabbi Yeshua, so Rabbi Lezer says to Rabbi Yeshua, first one, second, Velok Fine Namar, Shuva Eliva, Shuva Aleichem, return to me and we come back to you. Shuvu Eliva, Yeshua Aleichem, that depends on you. You come back, I'll come back. I'm Rabbi Yeshua, Velok Fine Namar, doesn't say, Kianochi Baalti Bechem, and Lekakti Eschem, Echem, Meir, and Shtaim, and Mishpacha, Vesem Eschem, and Sealand. I made myself a master of you. I'm going to take you one from a city and two from a family, and I bring you to Tzion. Right, which it says that I made a master of you implies that's even against your will, I'm going to redeem you, even though they didn't do tshuva. Hashem's going to go ahead and he's going to pick people from, tzaddikim from different places and bring them to Zion. I'm the Rabbi Lez, it's about Velok Farnever, doesn't say b'shuva v'nachas t'v'sheinun, but doesn't say that if you go and you do tshuva and nachas and calmness, are you going to be redeemed? It has to be with tshuva. I'm a little bit sure. I'm a little bit sure. And say, "Call my Hashem, call Yisrael, kedosh lebzol nefesh lemasaliv goyecha by leevid moslem." He says, "A redeemer of Israel is holy one to one who is despised by men, abhorred by nation, and one who is a slave of rulers." Says Rashi, "Osin abazuinim is tovim ba'averus." They're so disgusting with averus. How can you go to melachim? You come. They're going to be redeemed. Beep. Turn the page. Tzadi Chesam Anav. Malachim Yiru V'Kamu V'Sharim V'Yishtachu. What kings are going to see? They're going to rise. They're going to are going to prostrate themselves. So even without tshuva, Rabbi Lezer says back to him, right? The tshuva tzad. Velok far nemar im tashuvi Yisrael nu Hashem elai tashuv. But if you come along, you do tshuva, you return to me. I'm really sure. If I look for nemar, do we have it the other way? That says ve'ashma ze'ish lo shabadim. Hashem Yimal Lamimar Yor, I heard the man clothed in linen who was above the waters of the river. Vayarim Yamino Smolo El Shamayim. He lifted his right and his left hand to the heavens. Vayishav B'chei Olam, and he swore by the life of the world. Ki Lamoid Moedim B'chetzi Chalos Napitz Yad Am Kodesh Tichleinu Kol Eila. That in a time, times and a half, like we discussed earlier, we did the Cheshbon, and upon the cessation of the powers of the Holy One, or the Holy People, all these will cease. Vishasak Rabbi Eliezer, and which means that he's coming back without doing tshuva, and on that, Rabbi Eliezer quieted down. And he said, oh, seemingly accepting that even without tshuva, there's going to be an end. Okay, my friends, b'siyata d'shmaya, we daven for that. And we try to train ourselves to behave in such a way that we should be zochet to it. And we should do tshuva, and we should get closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and should bring an end to all of this craziness. Stop with the fighting, stop with the hating, getting closer to the Eibishter, bring us close to one another, and bring close to Hashem. And should have the geula shleima b'hir b'yameinu, amen. We're going to stop over here and wish y'all a great, great day.